305.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
Experience the wonder of Florida's most natural islands and their pure, unspoiled beaches. Begin your adventure at FortMyersSanibel.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Tuna burgers can be contaminated in the grinding process.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
The bumping or the grinding process.
Gold dust at my feet.
On the sunny side of the street. Here we are, the second day of August, 2012 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. As we come out of the hottest July in the history of record-keeping in St. Louis, Missouri. What will August have in store? Well, today it had a little rain in store because I didn't get enough to use the
though.
Wipers.
Yeah.
It was just to the point where
I was about
to turn the wipers on, but I didn't quite need them.
And the ground didn't even get wet.
No.
It dried before.
No. Teaser rain, that's what you call it. Welcome, everybody. We're glad you're here. We didn't do a Burke segment yesterday, but we're going to do one now. And I will also tell you that we want you to make welcome an amateur, a newcomer, maybe his one and only shot, Blair Connor, who's going to do our movie review today. And, you know, when you tell kids, hey, you know, you never know till you ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. Yesterday I said, Dawn Meadows Dixon won't be with us. I need a movie reviewer. Well, that was Monday. We didn't get anybody. Nobody seemed to want to review a movie, yet Mr. Connor emailed me and said, I'd love to do a review. Guess who gets to do it? Blair Connor. So he'll join us right after 4 o'clock with a movie review. I don't know what the movie is. I don't know if he loved it or hated it. We'll find out together. Burke segment, do we have anything?
Most of my stuff yesterday was about the Olympics. And
now, what Olympics?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And I kind of forgot about it. It was mostly because I felt really sorry for those Russian girls, even though they wouldn't have felt sorry for us. I felt really bad last night for the two American men gymnasts. But the weird part.
Oh, I saw that.
The black guy,
and then that other guy, they both messed up.
Right, but wasn't the other guy, wasn't that his dad?
They kept
kissing him and hugging him. It's like, go away and leave this guy alone.
I'm with you.
I said, I don't want my parents there every time.
Some of these parents are the hovering, smothering, helicopter
and they said parents.
They said they had that ritual where he kisses them on the head
and
he kind of does something else.
Yeah.
And that's,
they
it borders on
every,
weird.
I thought so too.
I agree, but I did feel sorry, especially for the black guy. Because they told us the story of how, you know, he had just had a disastrous performance, and then he turns around and does the same thing.
His hand got caught on his pants.
Yeah.
When he was doing that, what do you call that thing?
The horse? Pommel horse.
Pommel horse?
Isn't that what it's called?
Pommel.
Yeah. Pommel horse, yeah.
Crap, that looks hard.
Oh, it is hard.
That's what she said.
You know, what does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
But
that,
yeah, they
that
both
looks hard.
Screwed up.
Now, hang on, Tina. That looks hard. That's what she said. What does that mean?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Nobody here even gets it.
No. I don't even
get it. Stop doing stuff people don't get.
All right. Difficult. Yeah. It looked difficult.
There you go.
But he dropped from 6th to 17th, and then I couldn't even watch anymore. It was just like...
Oh. Now, let me ask you this. Because I can't decide if I really like this and think it's an important part of the whole Olympic scenario or if I'm fed up with it. And that's the fact that every single athlete, they have to tell some sob story. This kid learned how to swim in a muddy pond in Ethiopia. And then
Ryan Seacrest doing segments
I can't
now.
Stand
and,
really?
And then some athlete's mom died of cancer this past January. He lost his mother, who had been such an inspiration. I can't decide if I'm sick of that or if without it, there'd be no human, you know, I do agree,
now.
But
American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol does it.
It is everywhere. And I guess with the Olympics, okay, it sort of helps you understand the perseverance and the
dedication. Well, I wanted to know about, is it Rocco or something? It was black guy, the gymnast. Because they showed his parents, and it's like,
They're not black.
Yeah.
What is that?
That one.
So
gymnast.
I wanted to know how he was adopted.
That's what I wanted to know.
Adopted.
And they never addressed that. Because, you know why? Because it'd be politically incorrect. Your viewers may have noticed that this gymnast is black and his parents are white. You can't do that, I guess.
I thought they did address it, but I wasn't there. But then I thought they also said that he had to work to contribute to the household
and
everything.
That's true.
That's kind of crappy.
So I think maybe in the Olympics it's okay. I guess I'm already just tired of it because America's Got Talent, of The Voice, American Idol. They all have to go show the footage of the how his dad's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, can you imagine if they said, this guy was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
I'd love to see just one athlete where they said, as the son of wealthy parents who inherited their money and never had to even work themselves, he's had it really easy and has been able to afford the finest coaches and trainers his whole life.
That's why he's so good.
Yeah.
But that guy, that gymnast, a couple of people called and said that his stepfather and his coach, kissing on him.
No, we're not talking about him. The one kid.
No, I know.
The other guy.
Yeah, it's his stepfather and also his coach.
Because I was wondering, what would the coach say? I'd be like, get out of here and let me coach your kid.
Oh, he's his coach.
Okay, so his dad could have been black.
No, he's talking about this.
No, two separate people. The dad that keeps
kissing.
All right, let's go back to the black guy with white parents.
Right, yeah, we don't.
Nobody knows.
What's that story?
I don't know because I was like doing other things while the TV was on. But
I guess you could, like, if my great-great-great-grandfather were black. And maybe it was. I don't know. And then is there that thing where it doesn't show up for
four
generations? And then 5 generations later, ooh, there's a black kid.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be totally
black.
It'd be mixed.
Yeah.
Mixed race.
I think so. And the other thing was...
You look so cute today.
Oh, thank you.
The other thing, always looks at her boobs when you say that.
And I do, too. No, you know what? He's right. No, you do. Every time I say to Tina.
I just looked down to see what I had
on. No, you
didn't.
No.
I was not looking at my boobs.
Every time I say, you look really hot today.
I looked down to see what I'm wearing.
No. I don't buy it.
They're just right there below my face.
Peon is absolutely right, and I've noticed it, too. I go, wow, you look nice today. Her eyes go right down to her boobs.
Yeah. How am I supposed to see what I have on if I don't look down?
Mm-hmm. What else do you have?
The other thing was that those gross gray jackets that they all wear. Because when the females, the team of 5, the Fab 5 or whatever, they were waving after they got their gold medals, all of them had a patch under their arm that was kind of pink instead of gray. And I guess it's from sweat. So the sweat changed the color of the jacket.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's
gross.
Not good. Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Anybody else?
Yes, I got a few things.
This is our control board operator. His name is Ian Geis, but we don't like that name.
No.
So we call him Ian the Peon, and I actually just call him Peon. Peon, what do you have?
Thank you very much. First, I want to share a little thing I made last night for dinner. I made a breakfast pizza last night, but most of the time breakfast pizzas come with scrambled eggs on it.
I would think so, yeah.
I had a Boboli pizza shell.
Uh-huh. Well, what is that Boboli?
Have you ever seen those Boboli?
They're
pizza shells. It's already a crust done. They come in like a plastic
thing. It's dough that's flattened up.
All ready to go and everything. I think it's already pre-cooked too. But, so I had the shell. I spread a little garlic cheese on it, and then mozzarella cheese on top of that.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
But instead of putting scrambled eggs on, I just cracked the eggs on the pizza, and they cooked in the oven.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now, is there any sauce on this at all?
Like a gourmet chef.
Well, yeah. The first layer was like I had this, I think, that what's it called? Alouette or something? That
alouette, jante, alouette.
Yeah.
Alouette, jante, pimeré.
And it's like a spreadable.
Oh, alouette, jante, alouette. Alouette, jante, pimeré.
So that's a... It's a spreadable cheese, and it was a garlic flavor, but yeah, so I just cracked the eggs on it and put a bacon on top of that, and oh my goodness, it turned out great. I mean, I think I did it 450 degrees for like 15 minutes. The eggs cook on the pizza.
You don't just cook, you create.
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah.
Ooh. He's like Emerald.
So the yellow was hard and dry and cooked?
What?
What?
The yellow part of the egg.
Yeah, I mean, some of it was still had the runniness to it, but most of it was cooked.
Does your wife appreciate that you do this? She doesn't cook.
You know what? She doesn't like... Get this. She'll only eat scrambled eggs because she doesn't like the white part of the egg.
Oh, yeah.
She should marry me. I will not eat egg white, but I'll eat scrambled eggs.
It doesn't make...
She should be married.
You're eating the white part of the egg, though, on scrambled eggs.
You just can't tell.
Yeah, but it's yellow. And here's the deal. When my wife and I go out to breakfast, I order 3 eggs over medium. Okay, cut the yolk out,
oh my goodness,
and then I rake off the egg white to my wife's plate. I will not eat fried egg white.
What's that about?
Because it tastes like a piece of rubber.
No, you gotta cut it all together and mix it up.
No.
Oh man,
I don't like the consistency of it.
Oh yeah,
it tastes like plastic.
But it was so good. It turned out so. Anybody else want that recipe? You can email me. Second thing, I was thinking of this last night or 2 nights ago.
What's your email address? Because some people are going to call.
IanThePeon@gmail.com.
IanThePeon.
So it's Ian the Peon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ian, we call it Ian, but
right.
Yes, it is Ian the Peon.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
2 nights ago, I was getting ready to, I was filling up some bottled waters out of the sink, and it made me go to the bathroom. I started thinking, why does running water make you want to go?
It never has me. It
really?
Never has made me want to do that. I know that it does.
Oh,
yeah,
it does,
but not
because I had to right away. Then I had to go number one after filling the bottles up.
Hey, and what's the deal with? I know other people have done this. When somebody's sleeping, they'll take their hand and put it in a warm.
Oh, like, yeah, warm bowl of water.
Bowl of water, and it'll make
them wet their pants.
Yeah.
That's what
I think that works.
No, it works. We did it in the Army, in the barracks, in basic training. We did it all the time to guys. They'd just be dead tired coming off the rifle range, and they'd be laying there in their hand hanging off the bed. We'd come up with a container of water, dip their hand in it, and they wet their pants.
Oh, man.
That's sick.
Works.
All right, last thing I have. I mentioned this a couple days ago, but I need help from the AM and the PM Army. This photo contest that I'm in, I'm getting hammered. I'm losing. I'm in third place right now, but I'm down by like 75 votes. It's the two people in front of me are just running away with it.
All right, go through this again because I didn't really pay attention.
All right, it's the Arndt family has a photography company, and they decided to do a contest called Best Pals. And so all these people submitted pictures, and I submitted a picture of myself and my nephew Colin. We were on an ice rink. Yeah, it was one picture, and we were on an ice rink, and it's funny because he's got a hockey helmet on, but he's missing his two upper front teeth, so it's kind of funny. But
it's funny, unless you knocked his teeth out.
Right, I didn't do that. No, they fell out naturally.
Make his picture look better.
But it's through Facebook and this contest, and first place is a $500 photo session with this company. So I'm going to give it away if we can win this thing.
You're donating.
I'm going to win. I'm going to donate it. Yeah, give it away here on the show to one of the listeners. So
that's a good $500 photography. That's a great session.
Oh yeah, for somebody that's getting ready to get married,
a big family. You want to make Christmas cards out of it.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up.
All right, how do our people vote for you?
All right, so they can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AIMandThePM.
Let me address what's going to come up. No.
I think you do have to have a Facebook account to vote, though.
Okay.
So I need people that are already on Facebook and have an account to go to our page. There's a link right there. You can vote once a day. I think voting ends on Saturday. So we only have a couple more days of this. But, there's a link right there. It takes 10 seconds to vote. So that's it. That's just my plea to.
I think you're going to get
the AIM and PM Army out there. Let's win this.
And you have an advantage over who's your biggest competition here.
There's two women. I don't know. One has a picture of her and four of her friends from when they were in high school, and then when she got married, they were all the bridesmaids.
You just stomped them.
Well,
because you have a platform they don't have. You're reaching a couple of hundred people right now.
Yes, I know.
They don't have that.
So we just need, yeah, everybody that's listening right now to vote, and we'll take the lead. So, all right.
Dan, anything? No?
I have nothing.
Nothing for the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. I heard on a newscast today in the car, I guess it was the ABC News. Didn't we have a girl who won a gold medal in judo?
Yes.
And most people aren't familiar with judo. Wait till you hear my judo story, and it really does not fit me at all. It's like it must be somebody else, but it really is true. It was me. When I was about 17, 18, I guess 18, I got a couple of guys that liked to beat up on me and, you know, made my life miserable. And one thing in particular happened. Somebody did something to my younger brother, my little brother, and I went to school to take care of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his brothers decided they didn't like that I went and pulled him out of class and let him know. No one's hurt. So the brothers are after me. And I'm not kidding. Every day I've got a stomach ache. I know that I can't let myself be in a place where they could catch me because they'd beat the crap out of me. So I went to a dojo, which is what you call the facility, in Belleville, and walked in just cold, judo lessons. Now, this was before judo was as big then as karate, maybe even bigger.
Yeah.
There was no Karate Kid movie. So I go in, and I kind of explain to the guy, you know, I got some guys kind of after me. I took not only the complete course, I went completely through the advanced judo course.
How long did that take?
It took 4 or 5 months, I think, 6 months or something.
That's all?
Yeah, but you went several nights a week. I mean, you didn't just go like an hour a week. You went in there like 3-4 nights a week. I mean,
do they have belts in judo?
Yes. Now, I got out after the advanced course. That's where you start working on your belts. I wasn't interested in being a state champion.
Right.
I just wanted to get through the course and the advanced course so that I would know that I could take you off your feet.
And I can't.
There's still two things I remember from there that I don't care how big you are. I can put you flat on your back on the ground in about 1 second. I don't care who you are. And I would demonstrate it, but it would probably hurt you, and you'd bust the back of your head on the floor and go to the hospital.
Is it like a leg sweep or something?
It absolutely is like a leg sweep. Mm-hmm. And if you take somebody's legs right out from under them, you know what's going to happen? Their head's going to hit the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And you disable them. And that's the whole point of judo. You disable the other person and then run for your life.
Right.
You're not interested in busting their head open or you know, punching them in the stomach.
It's more self-defense.
It is absolutely about disabling the other person for enough time that you can, you know, while they're down, if you want to kick their brains out, you can, but you put them down and then you leave the scene.
Dream.
And I took that course, and I it's hard to describe once you finish and you know it's your last lesson and you walk out, you've got this kind of, all right, bring it on. You know, you're
bravado.
It's almost like you're kind of hoping.
Confidence, yeah.
Yeah, somebody. So I didn't care where I went. I didn't care if the brothers ever found me. And what's funny is, prior to that, I would see them in a car, like a block away, watching me, following me. After I finished the last lesson, I never saw them again.
Maybe
they knew I went.
Maybe they saw you, going in the...
But when I heard the girl won the gold medal in judo, I thought, wow, I may be one of the few people who actually knows what judo is. Karate, the best way to explain it is karate is more about kicks and punches.
Strikes, yeah.
Yeah, and judo is more about leverage, flipping, sweeping somebody's legs out from under them, just literally put them down on the ground. And again, if you put somebody on the ground, depending on the surface, like concrete, you could kill them.
That's kind of what they teach at women's self-defense classes.
Yes, it's more judo than it is anything else. Those basic self-defense moves. So you guys need to know I have advanced judo training.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so if any,
I'm not going to mess with you.
If the stuff hits the fan here, just come stand by me.
Yeah, they tell women either poke them in the eye, get
throat.
Your finger in their throat, punch their nose straight up into their head, stomp on their foot real hard, elbow them in the ribs, and kick them in the neck.
Listen to her.
Testies. Yeah.
Kick them in the nowhere.
Here's what a lot of people forget. If you hit somebody in the throat,
oh,
even with just a, like your, the side of your hand, like a chop.
Your windpipe, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You crush that windpipe. That person is done.
Mm-hmm. Can't breathe.
They're done. And it's a simple thing as that. Now, that sounds easy, but if you don't, if you can't get to the throat, if they're moving around, and you have to be able to hit it. But the other, a good one for women too, is that deal where you hold your key, your car key, between your fingers. Mm-hmm. You turn it into
a brass knuckle.
Yeah, right. Tina's doing it now. It becomes like a brass knuckle. And the car key is a great, but you
can poke somebody's eye out with that.
You bet. So there you go. There's your self-defense lesson. We're going to take a couple quick calls, and then we're going to have a regular guest on our show. Not even a guest. He's actually a member of the show, but I don't have any names because nobody's answered the phone.
He actually needs to go with us. He's taking time out of a meeting.
Is he being a little bit demanding?
No.
You know what I think would be funny? Is he in a hurry? He's in a hurry.
Yeah.
And what'd be kind of funny is if we just sit here and keep talking.
Oh,
you kind of make him.
Oh, man. All
right.
You know what? Maybe that wouldn't be funny.
No, yeah. Probably not.
Let's don't do that. Let's get him right in here. John Londoff, how are you?
You know, I can hear everything you're saying.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. I should have turned that button off.
Yeah, I can hear everything. You know, Dan always lets me in on what's going on. This way, you know, I'm a little more prepared.
Now, normally when we talk to you, we can hear that conference room speaker sound. You obviously are not in your office.
I am not in my office, Mr. Frank Opinion. I'm sitting outside the St. Louis Auto Dealer Association office about to go into a meeting.
Where is that office?
Manchester and Barrett Station Road.
And the Automobile Dealers Association, that from the name of it, I assume, it's a little bit of everybody, domestic, imports. No?
Every dealer in the St. Louis area.
Do they all belong? Is it mandatory to belong?
It's not mandatory, but everyone belongs.
You're kind of a putz if you're the only guy who doesn't belong, and you're a dealer.
You know, well, we give reason, you know, to be a member. There's just a lot of great things that the association does for the dealer group and for the consumers.
Are there two car dealers in St. Louis that everybody else in the business knows can't stand each other? There has to be that. No, there has to be, because in the radio business or any business, you've always got those two guys that cannot stand the sight of each other.
I think that laugh proved it right there.
No, absolutely proved it. He knows that that's the case.
Who is it?
No, he's not going to tell. He's not going to tell us. No. Who it is.
Let me tell you, this is something that's even talked about all over, you know, especially, you know, in the region, which we're in the South Central region for General Motors, for Chevrolet. In fact, the dealers in Texas, in Dallas, they can't stand each other. And the guys in St. Louis, we all get along.
Now, when you say the dealers, and you don't mean just two dealers, can't you mean all the dealers can't stand each other?
Yeah. I mean, just last night at the, you know, the Zac Brown Band, you know, it's a great concert.
My daughter was there.
Great show. Great show last night. And I can't, probably almost every dealer in town was at that concert. We're all friends. There's a, you know, there are very few, really, of the automobile dealers in this town that are, I mean, just really good people. Most of us are second and third generation. And that's unlike any other town.
To show everybody what kind of guy you are, name a dealer last night that was there who's a friend of yours.
No, I'm not going to give him any airtime.
Like what he just did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, what he did is what I would have done. Friends, but not that good a friend. You're not taking my airtime.
Hey, we're close, but we're not that close, okay?
Yeah.
But, thank you, and thank you to your listeners. The number one Chevy store. Let me ask you
another question. At this big meeting of these dealers, was the pedophile there? Was the guy who's the dealer who's a sex pervert, was he there? And you know who I'm talking about. Was he at the meeting?
He's a dealer over in Illinois.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have said that.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
It could be Chicago.
It could be Chicago. But what's frustrating, here's what's frustrating to me. I know it, you know it, everybody in the business knows it, and it really gripes me that all these years, and every time I hear or see an ad, I just think to myself, man, if people just knew, if they only knew, and it really frustrates
me. Why didn't he go to jail?
Oh, because he paid a lot of people a lot of money to stay out of jail, to shut people up. But that's another story. And every crate has a bad apple. The radio business, we have them. Everybody has them. You know,
one thing that's a constant, and that is your listeners are some of the greatest people. I mean, first of all, this town is
awesome. Yeah.
We don't realize. I know we all talk about St. Louis, and you know, we're like the little big city that we all love. The only thing that I really can't stand is our airport. We've got to do something about St. Louis International.
I agree.
Come on. But that's another topic. But you know, your listeners that have become our customers, unbelievable, great people. Just this afternoon, having lunch at a great little restaurant in Ferguson, the Brew House. A couple of people, because they had Johnny Londoff golf shirt on, and they're like, "We listen to you on the radio with Frank. What do you think?" We think it's just a great show, and you do a great job. And they said he obviously really works for you because you're on all the time. I'm like, no, it works really well.
I have to tell you something. You may be getting a couple of calls in the near future. I may have to send a couple of advertisers your way for a testimonial because we need some business.
And, well, I'm going to say one thing.
You've told me 100 times that anybody that I want to have call you, have them call you.
You know, I will say some of the greatest days of my life, meeting Mimi Londoff, marrying her, the four boys, and then meeting you, Frank. Are you kidding me?
And John, John? And I want to say this, and I mean this. I also seriously think one of the greatest days of my life was when I met Mimi Londoff.
Oh my God.
We have that in common.
She is, she's an angel. Oh my God, she's adorable. But, we had a great month of July. Thank you very, very much. But hey, today's August the 2nd. That's the most amazing thing about every business, but especially the automobile business. You start all over again. You know, and here it is, August. It's unbelievable. We're in the 8th month of the year.
I know.
And it just seems like we were just celebrating New Year's.
It goes too fast.
It's August the 2nd. We need to get the month going. We still, you know, the problem, when we sell a bunch of cars, Chevy sends us more. It just nonstop. So, you know, we were the 40th dealership in the country.
Hey, let me just put this in perspective. Let me put this in perspective. There are 50 states. Okay, even if you were 50th, it means that you are. There can only be one best in every state. I mean, that's huge. How many dealers are in the country? To be in the top 40 out of how many?
There's 3,500 Chevrolet dealers.
3,500. That's big.
Oh, I mean, it's exciting. It really is. You know, we just keep building on the great foundation that Johnny Londoff Sr. Started for us, and with my great friends like you and your listeners, you know, we get better. We could be status quo. We could always say, you know what, we're pretty good. But, you know, we stay grounded. We're in meetings all the time, communicating, and it's about how to make the experience better, how to make sure that the customer comes to Londoff Chevrolet and says, wow, that was different than anything I've ever experienced in buying a car. And you know, it's all about listening to customers. First of all, it's about having great employees, great teammates at Londoff Chevrolet. We've just got a dealership full of some super people. So, you know, it all starts with you.
People's the key.
Very right.
People, that's the key.
But
anybody can have clean floors and a service bay, and
that's why he has us.
That's why we have you.
Wow.
But I know they're probably wondering why you don't get back into the meeting. So is there anything in particular you want to push? And then we'll get a phone number for
you. Again, we got a lot of Silverado pickup trucks, up to $10,000 off on Silverado extended cab and crew cabs. We have work trucks, regular cab work trucks for $15,900, and Chevy Cruze for $15,900. So take your pick. Cruze or a Silverado regular cab work truck for $15,900. And, we have a lot of both. So come and see us. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We're open till about 6:30 tonight, but we'll stay later if we need you to take care of you. And late tomorrow night and all day Saturday. And then we start all over again on Monday. So you all have a great weekend.
All right. You too, John.
All right, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Going back into the meeting. Where all the other dealers can be jealous. We are going to take a quick break, but we'll be back. Big 550 KTRS.
Time to see how things are going out on the roads. Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Well, first of all, there's a few things going on right now up in the Litchfield area. If you haven't heard by now, there's been a charter bus crash into a bridge, a concrete pillar, and they've got 55 north and southbound completely shut down, and it's been that way for about the last hour now. Also, over in the Columbia, Illinois area on Main Street and Route 3, you have some kind of incident going on that has traffic backed up all the way onto 255 and eastbound 255. You're jammed up from the JB Bridge all the way to where Route 3 is. Other than that, we just have just some basic traffic just starting to build some volume now. You've got northbound or southbound 270 a little bit slow south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Also, we've got a stall on southbound 270 at Big Bend. So look for some slow traffic north of Manchester now down through that area. This traffic report is brought to you by Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association. Dedications, perseverance, and triumphs are on display daily at the NCAA Hall of Champions in Indianapolis. Learn about the 23 NCAA sports and the stories of remarkable student athletes. The game is on at visitindy.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
The Bridge to Nowhere. Fruit fly research in France. An indoor rainforest in Iowa. A documentary on...
These are just a few of the 25,000 pork projects that Congressman Todd Akin voted for in his 12 years in Congress. But it wasn't always like this. Todd Akin went to Washington with the best of intentions, but he's lost his way. One prominent conservative group calls Todd Akin too liberal on spending and earmarks. His worst pork project? The Washington Post reports Akin personally secured $3.3 million for a road where he is developing homes. The Post-Dispatch says Akin could get a financial windfall. The Kansas City Star summed it up best. They wrote, quote, "It looks bad." Todd Akin's earmarks, paid for by your tax dollars. Good for him, bad for you.
I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message, paid for by Bruner for Senate.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ARCAMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or arkamidwest.com.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Add a new level of functionality to your home or office with the new Pass and Seymour USB charger with receptacle, now available at Metro Electric Supply and Metro Lighting. Designed to replace conventional duplex wall receptacles, it allows you to plug in two mobile phones and tablets or other electronic device without the bulky adapter. And it comes with a standard 15-amp receptacle. It's available in a variety of colors, installs easily, and works with a standard wall plate. Stop by any Metro Electric or Metro Lighting location and check it out. Visit MetroElectricSupply.com for more.
The Make Room for Savings event is on now at the Home Depot. You'll find the newest selection of carpet across every price point. And you can get whole house installation on any color and any style of Martha Stewart Living and Platinum Plus carpet for just $37. Make a room full of difference and make room for savings going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I have always been a big fan of anybody who can do impressions, especially just dead on. Really good impressions. And Joe Hipperson sent me an email, and he said, click on this link. You have to hear this guy's Morgan Freeman. Now, a lot of you will know who this guy is. Now, what's his name? Josh Robert Thompson or something?
Yeah.
If you ever watch Craig Ferguson, he's got this goofy robot. Well, this Josh is the voice of the robot on Craig Ferguson. He's also a stand-up comedian, and he does impressions. So Hipperson sends me this link, and he says, you're not going to believe, and I'm not kidding, it stunned me. It is so dead on. When Frank Caliendo does George Bush, you cannot tell it from George Bush. You just can't. And that's the case with this guy. So have you got it right to the part?
Yes.
And what's funny is this guy is a white guy. He's about 35. He's as whiter than snow. He doesn't look like the voices would come out of him, but his natural voice register is a little higher than mine. So it's not a deep voice, but he's able to kick it down lower, and here's what comes out. And I'm telling you, you tell me if there's any way in the world you would ever know this is not Morgan Freeman.
And sometimes I might bring my voice down like this. And, I'll start to talk like Morgan Freeman. And Morgan will talk like that. And we can talk about anything, really. Make it an interesting topic.
Wow.
I could talk about this carpet, for example. Oh, that carpet. The way it goes from wall to wall. Just doing what it does. Multiple colors. And I walk on you, sweet carpet. You keep my feet padded when they're bare. And, I might stain you from time to time, but, that's all right. You'll always be a carpet to me.
Unbelievable. I'm not kidding. Now, that is a good impression.
It is. What the heck is Frank Caliendo doing these days?
I'm sure he's still doing the Fox News.
I just talked to him not too long ago.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks. He's doing some stand-up comedy.
Is he still out in Vegas?
No, he's not doing the Vegas thing right now.
Well, here's the interesting thing about being a great impressionist. You can't make a living doing it. Caliendo's been able to, but he's been able to do it because he blends it with some stand-up comedy and he has enough characters. But there aren't a handful of people who can make a living. I don't care how good your impressions mm-hmm. are. You just...
Because remember we found out, was it... Jimmy Fallon that does all those.
Oh my goodness, yeah. He does great impressions.
But he doesn't make any.
No, that's not how he makes his living. That's just a sidebar to what he does. He ended up making his real money just hosting and sitting at the desk. Yeah. His real talent, to me, is the impressions.
Unless you can get a job as a voiceover person for cartoons and stuff, that's really the only way to really make decent money.
And cartoon voices, you're not doing an impression of somebody else. You're just doing the cartoon character. If your talent is doing an impression of whoever it is, this guy also does, by the way, a Robert Downey Jr. and a Robert De Niro that's unbelievable because his face becomes Robert De Niro's face. But there's no regular work for that.
Right.
You can make it part of your stand-up or your show that you host or whatever. I don't get to watch Craig Ferguson. I wish I could see it more because I like Craig Ferguson. So he's a funny show. And the funny thing is he's the only guy that does a late-night show where there are no cue cards, no teleprompter, no script. He just walks out and starts talking, which to me is amazing.
What channel is he on?
Channel 4.
4.
What, is he real late on?
Late, yeah, like 11, 12 o'clock or something.
He does that thing where he taps on the camera, too. He walks up.
Yeah, he walks right up and hits the camera every time.
Really?
I think he's very funny. He's very funny. Let me read you it's a very short email, but I want to share it with you for Matheny. I probably get as much email about Matheny as anybody, and it's real brief. It says, Frank, just wanted to thank you for the Matheny referral. My girlfriend was having issues with the air conditioning, and I told her to call and say she's AM and the PM. 2 days and only $60 later, it is as cool as it can be. You're the man, bro.
Oh, wow.
Tony. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate it. 70th year this year for Matheny Heating and Cooling. And if you're one of those people that wants to call 5 different places and go with the cheapest one, well, why don't you just do that? Don't even call Matheny. You're not really... Is that what you want? Somebody who'll just kind of jerry-rig it with baling wire and chewing gum and kind of put it back together and it's not really done right? That's not how they work. If you want a new system, here's a shot. It's on the way out. Not just anybody can... I take that back. Just about anybody can order the compressor and the... What's that inside unit called? The heat exchanger or something?
Okay. Oh, I know.
Yeah, anybody, I guess a lot of people could put that in.
The coil?
No, the coil is part of that unit.
Yeah.
This whole piece is called whatever it's called. It's not just about putting those where the other ones were. It's about doing a heat loss, heat gain survey at the house and an air volume test of the ductwork. If you do it right, not just anybody can do it. Matheny can do it. 70 years, great reputation. I appreciate all the feedback you folks give me about Matheny. Keep it coming. 314-727-9000, or how about this? Couldn't make it much easier than this. MathenyHeatingAndCooling.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weil and Tim.
Thanks, Tina. If you're traveling on eastbound 255 over the JB Bridge, look for some slow traffic east of the JB Bridge all the way to Route 3. There was an accident at Route 3 and Main Street in Columbia, and that had things all botched up there. Also on southbound 270, you had a stall on near Big Bend that was blocking the lane, and traffic is backed up to Highway 40. The big thing going on right now is Highway 55, north and southbound, both shut down now out in the Litchfield area, and that is due to one of those mega bus charter bus crashes into a bridge, concrete bridge pillar. So the highway's going to be shut down a while medical units are all on the scene. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a delicious midday boost of flavor with fresh fruit smoothies from St. Louis Bread Company. Go for a tart black cherry, tropical mango, or a sweet strawberry, each blended to order using Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt. Try one today at your neighborhood St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the longest-running charity golf tournament west of the Mississippi and has raised over $7 million for cystic fibrosis. It's the Jack Buck Golf Classic.
Hi, I'm Jack Buck Jr. Join us Monday, August 13th at the Norwood Hills Country Club, where you'll start the day with breakfast, complimentary golf lessons, putting contests, and more before the 9 a.m. shotgun start. After you play, there's a cocktail reception, lunch, and an award ceremony, all to benefit cystic fibrosis. To enter, call 314-733-1241 or go to gateway.cff.org/jackbuck.
Ow!
The Jack Buck Golf Classic to benefit cystic fibrosis. Brought to you in part by the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've been thinking about new hardwood floors in your home, I'd like to suggest Mercier Hardwood Flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. And Mercier is one of the finest hardwood floors made in North America. Nothing can make your home more beautiful than a new Mercier hardwood floor. And for a limited time, we'll give you your choice of solid oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 inch or 3 1/4 inch wide, and your choice of 5 beautiful colors for an incredible $7.99 a square foot. That's oak or maple in 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 inch width, and your choice of 5 great pre-finished colors for just $7.99 per square foot, installed by our own expert union craftsmen. Mercier Hardwood Floors, the finest floors made in North America. But hurry, it's for a limited time. In Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where trial by fire is taken literally, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Choosing an auto policy can be confusing. True. About as confusing as learning to speak dolphin. Luckily, we lay out your coverage options in plain English and never subject you to the terribly condescending manner in which dolphins communicate.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Join Farmer Dave and Honorary Chair Tim Dorsey at the Matthews Dickey 23rd Annual Donald E. Fahey Golf Classic with Coca-Cola. The tee-off is at noon on Monday, August 27th at Old Hickory in St. Peter's. Enjoy a delicious dinner buffet while Farmer Dave revs up the evening auction. Hey, it's all for the children, keeping them safe at play for the summer months. Plus, you can't beat getting away from the office on a Monday. So visit KTRS.com or call Matthews Dickey at 314-382-5952, extension 234.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.